I'm going to read verses 6 through 10 in the book of Galatians, the first chapter. Paul is writing to the churches that's in Galatia, not just one, but to all the churches that were in Galatia. He said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. For do I persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I shall not be a servant of Christ." Paul said, "I am astonished. I am amazed." He's using strong words in an attempt to convey to the Galatians the danger of accepting or even entertaining the idea that any other gospel than that which he had preached to them has any validity at all. Paul knew the dangers of deception and did not want these Galatians to lose their newfound liberty in Christ. One of the reasons that Paul was so astonished and so amazed was that his missionary trip to Galatia had been one of his most successful. Sinners were saved, miracles were performed, and churches were planted. He could hardly believe that after what the Galatians had witnessed and experienced, that they could so quickly begin falling away. The Apostle Paul was so convinced that there were no other gospel than that which he preached that he invoked the curse of God upon himself or even upon angels from heaven if they should preach a gospel at variance with what he had preached to them. This was not a careless speech, a mere rhetoric. A person of Paul's heritage and training would have great respect for solemn vows and curses. The serious nature of the error being preached among the Galatians is underscored by such a statement. Paul had warned them of this error before, perhaps when he first preached to them. So it reminds them again, as we said before, so say I again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. In our day of increasing tolerance in religion, Paul's dogmatic denunciation may appear somewhat out of place. Certainly, there is a proper respect for the faith of others, and we support that no one should suffer religious persecutions, but this does not mean that all roads lead to God. There's only one road to God, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth. No one comes to the Father except by me." Paul's opposition was not that of a narrow sectarian, of a narrow mind. It was concerned about the fundamental means of salvation. He was persuaded that the course that the Galatians was taking would lead to spiritual bondage. And who knew better than Paul, who had lived under the law? He must condemn such theology decisively. And we must also. Paul knew that salvation was only because of the grace of God and faith through Jesus Christ. But the Judaizers who came in to trouble the people were depending on circumcision in order to be accepted of God, because circumcision was the mark of the chosen people. But the ritual of circumcision had nothing to do with the personal salvation of a Jew or his acceptance before God. The Judaizers made it a prerequisite to salvation, all of which means that the Judaizers taught that salvation is by good works. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.